Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, War of the Roses. This is where we try to test your man or women just to make sure that they are not cheating on you, right? We've been doing this for years and years and years. And here Sophie now is thinking that maybe her boyfriend, who's a gamer, might be messing around or being inappropriate with another gamer online and wanted our help to test this guy's loyalty. Hey, Sophie.
Yeah, hi. Like you said, my boyfriend's a gamer, and he has, like, this manual labor job. I get it. It's difficult, and he needs to, like, decompress or whatever, so not a problem. And I never really had an issue with the gaming before. Like, it never, like, messed up our relationship. And again, I get it. I do self-care, right? I go to the spa. I do massages. I get my nails done, all that good stuff. And that's not an issue. And his gaming has never been an issue until recently. All right. So I go with him to this gaming conference and he seems a little irritated that I'm even going because I normally don't. But, you know, I'm trying to be a supportive girlfriend, understand the stuff that he loves, all that good jazz. But I'm super glad that I did this time because that's where I met Sammy. And I've known about Sammy for a little bit. Like, it's another gamer or whatever that he, like, does virtual stuff with. And what's that game? Like, Among Us? Right. That's what it started with. And they've been, like, playing ever since. And I was like, okay, great. Never thought twice about Sammy. Like, cool little buddy, no problem. But my boyfriend has never met Sammy in person before at any of these conferences. So I'm thinking no big deal. He's excited to meet Sammy. Heck, I'm excited to meet Sammy. But then I find out Sammy is not a guy, but it's a girl. And I'm talking a woman, like this beautiful woman. And that's something that my boyfriend did not mention to me. And the fact that he initially was not trying to have me go to this conference and he withheld this information, it made me very suspicious of both of them. And when I met Sammy, funny enough, she wasn't surprised about me at all. Like, she knew that I existed. So Brian told her that I'm the girlfriend. And she was like, it's super nice to meet you. You know, like, I've heard so much about you. Yeah, well, I can't say the same. Wish I could, but I can't. And that's something I wish I would have brought up at the time. But, like, my brain, I was just all over the place. And I was super caught off guard. So I didn't say anything. But after the convention, yeah, I definitely confronted him. I confronted Brian. And I was like, you never told me about Sammy being a she and not a he. And, like, not just, like, some little – like, this is a beautiful woman, okay? And he was like, oh, it never crossed my mind, and, you know, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Yeah, it's a huge deal. And don't ask me why it's a big deal. It's just like a rule, okay? Like, it's just a big deal. It just is. So I want to test him with War of the Roses to see if he sends the flowers to me or if he's going to send them to Sammy.
Okay, so I got a couple of questions for you because we already have results for you. We could wrap this thing up here in just a couple of minutes. But
why do that? We're going to torture you. So just hang tight.
I just got questions. Yeah. I just got questions. All right, has he expressed to you that he would like you to be part of this gaming world? Because as Mo does, when he games, it's kind of his escape. It's kind of his thing, right? So are you sort of intruding on that time, or has he openly invited you to be part of this world?
Well, he kind of mentioned it to me. Like, I don't mess with him while he's playing his games. You know, he talks to his group or whatever it is that he does. Like, I appreciate the space. I support the space on both ends. But when he mentioned the gaming conference, I was like, okay, why not have something awesome to do together that you super enjoy? Because he doesn't like it when we go shopping. So I was like, I might as well hop in on his stuff. So that's kind of how that happened.
The difference is you probably ask him to go shopping.
Yeah, I'm sure. Uh-huh. I'm trying to truly understand the offense here, because as a gamer, I don't game online a lot, but I have. And when I have, I've met people, and I honestly never thought to, like, tell my girlfriend about anybody that I gamed with, whether it was a man or woman. It's just not something I don't think you'd ever really think about. You kind of just leave the gaming world in the gaming world, and then you go back to reality, you in reality.
Sophie, if you showed up to this convention and she wasn't attractive, would it have been a problem at all?
Well, I can admit it would have been less of a problem, but like you guys said, you don't game that often. He games all the time. Like, it's like clockwork. As soon as he comes home from work, it's like, you know, he takes his shoes off, he goes to that room over there, and he's playing games. And it's just the fact, too, that he plays with Sammy a lot. And it feels like it's with Sammy a lot more
than other people. Now, I'm there laughing and all this other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I'm actually going to take your side on this. I'm going to take your side on this, although I'm not a big gamer like Mo is or anything like that. If you're hanging out with somebody every single day and you know what they look like in a lot of cases when you're playing with somebody, you don't even know what they look like, but he did.
Right.
And they're with each other every single day building this kind of chemistry and he doesn't tell you about it. It does feel a little shady to me.
Now, Cassie, you are a gamer. Your husband is a gamer. If your husband, like, if this was you all, how would you react?
Oh, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be actually pretty angry. Like, I wouldn't mind him having a friend that's a girl gamer, but to exclude me purposely and hide that information from me, that's sus behavior.
That does feel like a place where you can get to know somebody very well, start to be attracted to them. You guys are playing on the same teams together. I mean... Yes.
Doing it every day. I see your point.
Yeah.
And especially if you feel like the person is spending more time with them than they are with you as the significant other. I get it.
Sure. All right, Sophie. So we did test him to see if he's being loyal to you or not with our War of the Roses. And Kristen will take it from here.
So, Sophie, we sent a promotional email to the email address you provided us for your boyfriend, Brian. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, was able to choose from several options with photos. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order. Now, since Abby was a flower hater last time and she thought my arrangement sounded but, she picked the arrangements today. So, Abby, would you please read the options Brian had?
So, Brian could have chosen from petal to the metal, bright sunflowers, orange marigolds, and white delphiniums. An energizing burst of blooms that's perfect for go-getters and fast-paced friends. No breaks, just beauty. Mm-hmm. Stop and smell the rosé. Pale pink roses, peonies, and white hydrangeas. A soft, sweet arrangement, ideal for those who know life is best enjoyed slowly, preferably with a glass of wine. You make me daisy. White daisies, yellow tulips, and baby's breath. It's a light, flirty way to say they brighten your day, just like a daisy in bloom. And finally, but not last, or last but not least.
Finally, but not last.
Finally, but not the end of it.
But last,
something like that.
But last but not least. What a...
we are not winning any awards this year.
Sign me up for the Gracie. All right. Time after time, lavender, thyme sprigs, and chamomile blossoms. An herbal bouquet that promises relaxation and serenity because peace always finds a way back to you time after time.
Ooh, I like that ending. That's nice.
Okay, Sophie. So the first email was sent at 11:15 a.m. He did not respond.
He was on the game.
Yeah.
No.
He's hanging out with his friend online. No good time for this.
So his second email was sent at 2:28 p.m. And we waited and we waited and we waited. So he finally responded at 8 p.m. last night with an order, which does make sense if he works a manual labor job and he's spending all his time gaming when he gets home from work. And he chose... time after time.
Oh, good choice, Brian.
So that's the lavender, thyme sprigs, and chamomile blossoms, an herbal bouquet that promises relaxation and serenity because peace always finds a way back to you.
Time after time.
Dorks.
And Sophie, he set delivery for tomorrow morning to a work address.
Okay.
And he's sending them to you.
How about that?
All right.
How about that?
Peace is always going to find your way back to you.
The note on the card, Sophie, he's a man of few words. He just put heart emoji B.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, he's got a couple emojis in his username, so he's a fan. So that's
okay. Cute. All right, so the good news is, yes, he is loyal to you, but I do think that you have a gripe. You definitely, I mean, if you're feeling bad, like, oh, should I feel insecure about this or whatever, he should have informed you. Don't let that add to the tension, but you had good reason to feel this way.
I don't know. I think this is just her insecurities because you said if she was busted, you wouldn't have cared.
Like a beautiful getting in the way again.
Yeah, we don't want it to end too cleanly. We got to leave you feeling just a little bit bad about the situation.
You called us up.
The Burt Show.
I really am in this. Excuse me, you guys. My voice. I told you the gays stole it at the party.
Oh my God!
It's the gays' fault.
That's insane. Wait, you lost your own voice because you were such. You were having too good of a time in the on the Pride Parade.
Right, and I had a mic and I was yelling. Who was I yelling at?
The LGBTQ community.
The gays. They stole my voice. So I'm in this really beautiful, intoxicating part of my relationship right now. It's I don't want to say first few months. I guess we're 7 months into this thing, 8 months into this thing now. But still sort of in that giddy period where everything she does is just adorable to me. Even if it's a little bit weird, I'm like, oh, she's so quirky. I love that. And you guys asked a couple of weeks ago, in one of these segments that we do where you have to answer totally honestly, you were trying to corner me and you asked me, like, what's the one ick about Amanda? And at the time, I did not have one.
That must have been on the youth show.
Yes, yeah. I think it was. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was. And for those that don't know what the ick is, Abby?
The ick is a little bit more than just getting cringed out by somebody. It's when you're dating somebody and everything's going really, really well, and then they just do one thing that's seemingly benign, and it just makes you want to have nothing to do with them romantically. Like for men, it's like when I see them wearing flip-flops, or maybe it's like the way they open their water bottle. Like maybe if they have to ask somebody to open the water bottle for them, I'm going,
So it was a whole episode of nobody wants this, right? And I completely understood her ick, but it's when she was talking with her sister in the kitchen, and her sister's like, you just got the ick. And she's like, no, I didn't. Yeah. And she's like, yes, you did. I saw your face. You got the ick. And she goes, do you remember when I dated that guy and he wore a backpack and it used to flop up and down his back? And so it's like, it's little things like that. And that is the ick.
In the case of the show, he was wearing like a blazer with a hoodie and she was so turned off by it, right?
Well,
that it was the ick.
Yeah. That and also the giant bouquet of sunflowers he brought for her mother because he was meeting her mother for the first time.
And then he did like a really bad Italian accent where he was like, oh, I'll pray.
Right. And it was super loud, right? Yeah.
And it was over the top trying to impress the mom. And it was just so, like, this is why this show is so good. It's just, like, slowly closing in on Kristen Bell's face. Like, this is not the guy I signed up to date. This is revolting. I'm about to just, like, ick all over him.
Yeah, and then she has a conversation with her sister because she's really contemplating breaking up with the guy because it was so bad. All right, mine is not nearly as extreme as that. There's no way that I'm breaking up with her over this, but it was the first, like, oh, no, man. So I walk into the bathroom. She's taking a shower. And as I'm walking by to go into the closet, I notice that she's brushing her teeth in the shower.
No.
Wait, what?
What's wrong with that?
That's a thing?
I mean, I don't do it,
ick.
But it...
Ick, ick, ick. Ick, ick. But that's not even... That's just starting the ick, okay? Because the shower and my girl Amanda is the entire ick. Not only... Because after she got out of the shower, I'm like, you brush your teeth in there? That's where you're, like, cleaning your body, man. Why?
Yeah, like, you press for time or something?
Right. Well, she is busy. I'll give her that.
Okay.
But still yet, I mean, the two just don't mesh with me. And maybe I'm out of order here. Maybe you're doing all these things in the shower also. But it didn't stop there. So she got out, and I'm like, so do you brush your teeth in the shower every day? She's like, oh, yeah. Like, it's like not a big deal. I think it's gross. And then she tells me, sometimes she'll eat dinner in there.
Whoa.
No.
No, she doesn't.
Whoa.
I swear to you.
No.
Yeah. And I sort of knew this because I get orders of meals at my house, and every now and then she'll have when she's there until next week, until she moves into her new house. And I have noticed now that some of the trays from those meals are in the trash can in the bathroom. So I asked her about it. I'm like, are you eating in the shower? And she's like, yeah, you don't. So she brushes her teeth in there. Ick. She eats in there.
Double ick.
So then she gave me the list of things that she does in the shower.
Oh, there's more.
No.
Okay.
Here's the list. Everything. on her phone, drinks coffee. If she's going to go out and pregame, she's drinking her wine in the shower also. She will FaceTime some, like her best girlfriends while she's in the shower. She reads her Kindle in the shower.
How long?
Wait, what?
How long is she in there?
Right. Dude, there have been days where I'm like, she's been in there for like 4.5 hours.
Does your girl know what a bathtub is? Because I feel like those are bath activities.
Yes.
Those are pretty much it right there. But she's done just about everything in the shower. And for me, the shower, and I've picked up her shower, or her habit now of starting to scroll on TikTok in the shower also.
Y'all, we need to have a conversation.
I've had my phone in the shower and like watched like a YouTube video or FaceTimed people from that. I've done the eating the dinner part. I need to understand why.
What? That's the like, ick why? That's the ick one right there. The dinner and the toothpaste.
Yes.
No.
Why do we have electronics near water? Make it make sense.
I just hate silence. I do. My brain just goes all over the place.
If you have a kid, you will change your mind. It is freaking glorious. I won't want to hear anything except for the water running down my tired mom body as I'm in the shower.
Bless her heart. She even confessed to me because she's a photographer, so she has to edit photos. So she has been in the shower before with the computer in one hand outside of the shower. She's told me this. Editing photos with another one. The water is trickling down the rest of her body.
No. You know, has she disclosed her ics of you yet?
There are none.
No, there is one. I know one.
You do?
I do.
And you don't?
I don't know what it is.
It's that you don't brush your teeth in the shower.
I definitely don't brush my teeth.
No, there's
in the
a
shower.
Legitimate ick.
Should I ask her about it first and see if she says the same one and see if they mash with you tomorrow?
It happened. We were together. We were having dinner together at my house, and you did something, and she and I both looked at each other, and we were both like, ick.
Okay, now I need to know. What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, you're
crying. How can I do that?
The Burt Show.
I'm sitting on paper towels, so there's that.
No.
No, stop.
Are you really? Seriously?
What do you think is going to happen?
I thought you were just like...
Well, no, something happened.
Oh, honey.
What happened? So when I... If I
oh, no.
So I have food poisoning. I'm 99.9% sure it was the soup I had last night. And I've had to go to the bathroom and upchuck a couple of times. And if it's an intense upchuck, I tinkle myself when I do it because you're so like, you know. And so I tinkled myself a little bit. So I'm sitting on some paper towels over here like a little puppy pad.
Okay, well, let's focus on the positive first.
Yeah.
We all thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You're the MVP today, coming off the bench.
Yeah. Playing injured.
Injured reserve. Yes. Yes. Coming off the bench.
I'm just trying to make sure everybody's fantasy Burt Show team does well.
Somebody drafted you.
So every now and then during the show this morning, Kristen has left and gone to the bathroom and come back. And you're on your own time here. Mm-hmm. Nobody asked you about that, yeah. But since we're here, So you're sitting on it now just in case, what? Because you know you're not going to throw up in here.
No, I'm sitting on it because I wet myself, so I'm a little damp, and I didn't want to get it on the chair.
Her pants are wet, so she's sitting on paper towels.
to absorb.
Sorry, let me break it down in plain speak. She pissed herself. But she's so dedicated to this job, instead of going home to change her pants, she decided to just use paper towels and sit on them.
And it's only because it was such an intense vomit. That's why
it's coming from everywhere.
Dude, I crossed my legs as hard as I could, and there was nothing.
We gotta work on your Kegels.
I know. I really do. I really do.
I do the same thing, and that was one night. That was when I was like, I need to stop drinking so hard because I was vomiting from drinking. This was years ago. And peeing at the same time because you can't hold it in. And Chad's trying to hold my hair back. And I'm like, get out. I'll fart in front of you, but this crosses the line.
Well, your effort today is appreciated. Your honesty, maybe not so much.
I really feel like I have voided everything that's in my body. So I'm feeling okay. I'm just making sure I drink lots of fluid so I stay hydrated.
You drinking more fluid?
I need water.
No, you don't.
Do we have any of those adult diapers left over? Just in case.
Bless.
I might have one of Max's in my car.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, okay. Woo. Let me shake that off. Yeah. So yesterday, we had Kylie Minogue in studio, and it was really refreshing. I've been saying this all morning long that I don't really enjoy doing celebrity interviews nearly as much as I used to in the past. They're unavailable a lot of times when they come in. I kind of feel like they're forced to do it, so they're not very open to asking questions. I kind of feel like you got to walk on eggshells. It's just not nearly as fun to do if they show up at all. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not scarred by Icy Spicy, whatever.
Icy Spicy. Ice, baby.
So
I want to go pick up a spicy Icy at racetrack.
Wait, that actually be kind of fire, right? If they don't do that, they're missing out.
Yeah, the backstory is Icy Spicy was supposed to be here and do one of these listening parties, but she just blew us off and all of our listeners also. So I was very excited that Kylie just entered the building.
Yeah.
That was a win for us. But she's got a new album out, and she's been doing this for 40 years, so there's so much wisdom there, right? And so much knowledge about the music industry that I couldn't wait to talk to her. And thankfully, when we all met her before we even interviewed her, she was just, I used the word lovely.
She was. She was just so down to earth, easy to talk to. And you could just tell it was going to be an exceptional interview. Like, she actually seemed like she was glad to be here.
Yeah.
She was genuine.
Shocking.
Really authentic.
Weird, right? Mm-hmm. That's my, maybe that she's had hits for 40 years and Icy Spicy is gone now.
So, I mean, literally.
That's why Icy's melting.
Yeah. So Kylie Minogue had just flown in from Paris, was doing our sound sessions with our listeners for Q99.7, and then immediately after was flying to New York. Right. So, I mean, she's just, but yeah, even through all, like, she just still had a smile on her face.
Yep.
And she was like, this is my craft and it's what I love to do. And I love to do it for the fans. And so let's have some fun.
If you like dance music, songs that you're going to hear in the club, you're going to love this album. And it comes out on Friday. It's called Tension 2. She's also going to be in Atlanta.
Yes.
Next year, April 11th, she'll be at State Farm. So circle that on the calendar if you really like her a lot. But I love this question from a listener. What song do you wish that you would have recorded that was recorded by a different artist?
All right, so the first question is from Aaron Dana. What is the one song you wish you had recorded that ended up being recorded by another artist?
Toxic, Britney Spears.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that?
Because it's the same writer as Can't Get You Out of My Head. And at the time, I don't even know if I heard. I was like, Toxic? I don't know if that's me, a song called Toxic. However, it is Toxic with Britney Spears, and we can't imagine it any other way. But yeah, that's the big one.
There was no pause there. It was like immediate.
That was quick.
No.
You knew. She was great.
Yeah,
really great. Now, the whole interview, we've been playing clips throughout the morning. The whole interview will be up after the show at thebirdshow.com. All right, Amber, so it was quite a day for you for Pride, huh? And it had nothing to do with Pride itself. It was all about MARTA.
Oh, my gosh, yes. The I don't know if you guys have ridden MARTA lately, but it is not the way I remember. MARTA is like a mini New York now when it comes to the subway, the things that you see. And I came across a lot of stereotypical Atlanta moments that you would probably see in movies and stuff, all in 6 stops from College Park all the way to the Civic Center station. And it was insane. So when I entered the train, the first thing I see is this black guy. He gets on the train. He's carrying one of these little window washer tubs, and he's coughing really aggressively. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm really glad I just got my COVID booster shot, right? And so then he sits down across from me, and then for like a couple of seconds, then aggressively gets up and like beams towards me. And then he aggressively picks up a quarter, looks at it, and sits down. And then he's still coughing. And then after that, he actually starts taking a big toke from this huge, can I say the B word for a something you smoke?
What?
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if I could say that. So yeah, he's like,
I'm still on here, actually.
So he starts like smoking this blunt on the train, and this is an enclosed space. Some people could be allergic to smoke. Also, we don't know what else is in his blunt, so nobody wanted to be in there. So me and a few people, we left. We decided to just go off and get into a new car. As we were doing that, that's when I witnessed the Atlanta PD doing what they do best. Yeah. Yelling profanities at somebody randomly.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, get the F down. Get the F down right now. And I was was like, oh my God, what's going on?
That doesn't sound like random to me. They must have had a read. They don't normally do that.
Just for no reason.
I've seen it a few times. So then they're yelling at him. And so we get back on the train to head to the Civic Center station. And then when I get back on, there is a new bartender on MARTA who is literally mixing cocktails on the train. I got myself a Henny and Coke and went on to have myself a beautiful gay day. All of this happened within six stops.
Seriously,
it was a whole bartender.
Yes, she had like four different liquors, like bottles. I was like, dang. I'll take that.
Fascinating.
Anna, man. Yeah. See the difference in that story between you and me. When you were on that car filled with weed smoke and you left the car, I'd have gone closer to the person.
You had a whole bar and a blunt. We all win. Yeah.
What are you complaining about? They should have that on every cart every day. The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
So I was telling these guys a couple of minutes ago that I have identified the very first ick in my relationship with Amanda, and that's that she brushes her teeth in the shower.
Hey, at least she brushes her teeth.
Yeah, I mean, we got that going for us.
She does have a really pretty smile.
She does.
Indeed she does. But she also eats in there, which is gross.
And does work in there, like he's on a laptop and a phone and
exercises.
Watches TV, solves math equations, and the steam on the shower door. She's doing quantum physics.
She literally has said that she's a photographer and she edits, so she'll have her computer in one hand. Her arm is outside of the shower as she's editing with her other hand while the water is trickling down her body. That part, that last part doesn't bother me, but nothing should go in your mouth while you are in the shower, and that's the ick factor. And Kristen said, well, she got one for you, which she has never mentioned to me before, and Kristen and Amanda are very good friends.
So, and this, you let this ick fly early in the relationship. So you and Amanda were over at my house for dinner. Mm-hmm. So we were having like a little double date. Made dinner for you guys, and Amanda, like me, big fan of classic rock, and she was having a field day with all my old vinyls. And is it coming back to you now?
Yes.
So we're sitting there at the table, and, you know, Amanda, I let Amanda choose, like, you know, whatever, like the vinyl playlist, right? And she threw on some AC/DC. And so we're sitting there, and we're just, you know, a nice bottle of red and enjoying a nice dinner. And out of nowhere, Bert Weiss goes, she was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen.
And it was about just like that.
It was
that's my range.
It was his AC/DC impersonation. And Amanda looked at him, and then she looked at me, and we were both like, ick.
It was almost over.
He kept doing it. And Amanda, literally, Amanda was like, you have got to stop. Like, this is, you think you're funny, but you're really verging on, like, repulsive. Like, you have got to quit.
That's the greatest example of ick of all time right there.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right, Abby, so you don't like it. You don't like it at all. Texting the romantic prospects.
I mean, just like you said, the early days of a relationship, like your feelings for one another are so fragile that you could just say the wrong thing. You could text the wrong emoji and you're going to give the other person the ick.
Sing the wrong AC/DC song.
Yeah. Brush your teeth in the shower. There's just a lot of ways that you can go wrong. There's a lot of ways to mess things up in the beginning. So when Kristen and Cassie and I went out to dinner last week, I had to employ them to make sure, to put the guardrails on me to make sure that I sent the correct text to a romantic prospect because it couldn't go wrong because it wasn't just a low-stakes situation because I have booked a flight to go abroad.
Oh, it's done.
It's done.
All right.
Hey.
London boy.
Okay, give the backstory here because this is a very intriguing story.
So, long story short, when we were on vacation like 6 weeks ago, I did this amazing trip that I cannot stop talking about because it was really just so fun. I took a bunch of girls to Ireland and then I did like a solo trip to London for a couple of days. And I was supposed to grab dinner with a sorority sister my first day I was there and she canceled on me. And so now all of a sudden I'm in London. I'm like, oh my God, I'm by myself. Like what am I supposed to do in this big city where I know nobody? And I got on the apps, ended up meeting this boy, had a really great time and had a really great time with some other people too, some friends that I'd made. And I just was like, I need like two more days in this city. Like I feel like my trip is unfinished. So I get back to the States and I'm kind of like, really want to go back. So yeah, I booked a flight.
Girl, this is awesome.
Yeah. Good for you.
So okay. I'm going tomorrow.
What? Wait, whoa, wait, what? What is happening? So you're leaving tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so does he know?
Yeah, now he knows.
That was workshopping the text message at dinner.
Yeah, that's why we had to send him a text last week.
Figuring out if y'all should tell him?
Yeah. So here's my thing, because I want to make it clear in case he ever like stalks me and listens to this saga that I've divulged, is that yes, like I was really excited about the prospect of going on a second date with him, but like at the same time, like there was so much in London that was just unfinished for me. So there are storylines I need to wrap up there. So I want to go back and I got permission to go back. Mm-hmm. I got the dates cleared. I know it's a surprise to you, but Tracy, she's good. She told me I could go. And yeah. What was the question again?
I want to know about the text. I want to know about bring us into you guys creating the text, sending the right one. Was the idea to go already done?
Oh, so here's where I was going with this. There are so many unfinished storylines that I wanted to go back to London to finish. And I think one of the hardest parts about me leaving London last time I was there is like, yes, I really was into this guy, but at the same time, I was like, if I ever go on a second date with this dude, there's no way it can just be casual. You know what I mean? Like if I was in London for a couple more days, we could just go grab another beer at the pub and see where things go. I'm like, if I ever see this dude again, it's going to be in like a year and he's going to be like, why are you texting me? Like we haven't spoken in like 52 weeks. So I think there's a part of me that was like clinging on to the need for it to still be like kind of chill. Like, yes, I'm going to London, but I'm not just going for you, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I waited until a week before with my refundable plane ticket to say, hey, I'm going for work, which I am because I do have some podcast interviews scheduled. I would love to grab a bev because I'm alone in the city again. So are you free? So how do I say that casually? And so me, Cassie, and Kristen are sitting there at dinner. I'm so nauseous. I'm sitting there like unable to eat because my stomach is hurting so bad from the prospect of this guy being like, yeah, I don't want to see you.
She's three glasses of wine in. Cassie and I are two glasses of wine in. So we are prepared to make the greatest text of all time.
And I'm staring at her uneaten scallops. So you're like, you won't finish that?
And you've already booked the ticket here. So yes. You didn't know if he was going to be in town or not. He could have used that as an excuse, or maybe he really was. Or he was going to be like, oh, well, that's weird. I'm going to be in Atlanta.
Well, funny you should say that, Bert. So we're sitting there and we're crafting the text and I'm like, okay, I've thought about this a couple of different ways. I want to call back to our inside joke about how there's other people I'm calling first and then I'm going to call him. And then I want to say that I want to do something on this day because that's the day that I'm choosing because that's the first day I'm going to be there. So I'm running it by them and I'm like, how do you feel about me saying that I already called the other people and they can make it, but I can't be in the pub alone because I'm a fragile woman in the city. Are you free on Thursday or something like that? So we send the text and I turn off my WhatsApp notifications and I do not look at it for 24 hours.
Good for you.
Because I was so nervous. Yeah. And so I'm texting my other friends the next day and I'm like, I physically can't make myself up. Open up the app. I'm in Chicago. Like that's how long this has been. I haven't looked at my phone, period.
This is not you wondering if you got accepted to Harvard. And you're back.
The stakes are higher, Bert. Okay.
There's so many things running through me because I'm like, first of all, I'm a stupid, stupid woman flying to a country to partially see a man. Like, this just seems, I'm beating myself up for just being like a hopeless romantic.
No, and we were at dinner and she was waffling, right? And I kid you not, Cassie and I both looked at her and said, you have to do it for all women everywhere. We need to live vicariously through you. You need to go get you some London ass and now.
This is literally the plot to a romantic comedy or one of these romance books. It is the perfect meet cute, the perfect first interaction, mm-hmm. and then debating whether or not she should go back. I am salivating.
It's all perfect if he answers you.
Yeah, it's all perfect, because otherwise it's a tragedy. Otherwise, this is Romeo and just Romeo. Like, I'm Romeo in this situation. So I'm texting my friends who are kind of in the same single boat as me, and they're like, just open it, just open it. And I know for them that they, like, want to know what's going to happen. And for me, I'm like, I'm going to feel so stupid if I booked this flight, and he's just like, nah, like, I'm not going to be there.
Okay, stop for just 1 second before we go on. And I'm very intrigued to find out if he, well, obviously he does because you're going. But why beat yourself up at that point? You went for it.
Yeah.
There's mm-hmm. nothing to lose at that point. You have actually already done the work and said, all right, I'm getting over my own ego and my own fear. And you booked it. I think you got to give yourself some grace.
So this is not the first time I have done this. And the first time around, I struck out big time. And so I was getting kind of war flashbacks from doing it a second time, except this is even on a bigger, grander scale. And I'm like, this is just, I'm just repeating old patterns. I can't learn from my mistakes. So finally, I'm in Chicago, and I made myself have a drink. I was like, okay, I'm going to have a beverage, and then I'm going to open up my WhatsApp. And so finally, I take my tequila shot, I open it up. And he replied. And it's a pretty small text, so I was getting a little nervous because the first time we were talking, it was like a little bit chattier. And he said, oh, wait, I should probably pull up screenshots. That would be good. He said,
because you know she sent them to
Because I sent them to y'all. Wait, let me just pull up our text conversation because I think I sent you guys the completed combo. Stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Edge of my seat over here.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make you wait for a second. That's great. Okay, so I said, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be here. Blah, 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 blah. Please go out with me, please. And then he responds, oh, well, I'd have to cancel my trip to America, but I believe I can do that.
So he's being funny.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think that's funny.
That's a good response.
It uh-huh. is.
Yeah.
And so you're flying to London tomorrow.
This is yeah. fantastic.
That's amazing.
That's great.
And you're seeing London Boy on Thursday night.
Supposedly. I mean, yes, that's the plan. Who knows? He could still cancel. Can you imagine if I get there?
No. Don't even think that.
He's not. Right. He's not.
I'm so nauseous right now.
You need a barf bag before you even get on the plane.
I think we both have food poisoning today.
I'll say it again. Good for you, man.
Yes.
You went for it.
That's awesome.
You went for it. If you had not, who would have? Mm-hmm. You would have lived with, like, what would have happened? And you're not doing that.
Yes. I don't want to live with regret. So I sent the risky text, and I live to tell the tale.
Yay! Good for you. Don't you love a London boy?
The Burt Show.
Don't fall into the same trap I fell into last night, because it's not Taylor Swift's fault. I was watching the Yankees game last night. I'm into the playoffs. My team has been eliminated, so now I'm anybody but the Dodgers fan. So I'm watching the Yankees, and I'm pulling for them. And sure enough, as the Yankees are playing, what does TBS do? They focus on the celebrity suites. And there, again, of course, is Taylor Swift and Kelce, right? There they are, having their beers, watching the Yankees play last night. And I felt myself irritated. Like, come on, man. Seriously, Taylor? And then I thought, this is not Taylor's fault. That is she's just trying to live her life. I really like Taylor Swift, man. Mm-hmm. I love her music. I think she's got a really genuine heart. She does so many great things for people. There's nothing not to like about Taylor Swift except the oversaturation that the media is putting on her. All she's trying to do is live her life. And I found myself getting irritated at her last night.
I know, and I wish people would stop feeling this way, because for people who have been fans of Taylor Swift for a while, you know that for her previous relationship, for the 6-year long relationship that she was in, she has written about how it has felt like a jail cell, like a prison. He didn't want to go out and be seen by the public. He didn't like the paparazzi fodder. He wouldn't be the kind of person that would go sit with her at a Yankees game. So to anybody who that's a fan of her, we see her and we're like, oh my gosh, she's finally getting to live her life and get to live her life with somebody she really cares about. And then everybody else in your ears is like, I'm so sick of seeing her. Right.
Yeah, this is the NFL's fault. This is Major League Baseball's fault, because they know Taylor's good for business. So, of course, they're going to focus on her, but it's not her fault.
I'm not mad at her. I mean, it's obvious that anywhere she goes, she becomes the center of attention, and that is not her fault at all. But if the Yankees would have lost with her being there, I would have had a whole different team.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
It's no longer good enough to just have one job if you're in Hollywood. I'm unless you're Taylor Swift, then you're a billionaire. Then you're fine. But if you're just the average actor, even if you're an A-lister, apparently you need to have a secondary career. And a list of actors and other people in Hollywood who have second jobs just came out. And I thought it'd be fun to play a game of what second job does that star do? That this game will work is I will give you the name of an actor or comedian or a singer, and I will give you three options, and you have to guess what their second job is. And if you get it right, you win.
So this is not the job they had before they became actors. This is the one they're doing now.
Current job. So not like their first job out of college. This is a job they are currently doing or have done while they were famous. So the first person is actor Seth Rogen. The options are A, is Seth Rogen a professional pottery maker? B, is he a cannabis farmer? C, is he a vocal coach?
Knowing what I know about Seth Rogen, I'm definitely going cannabis.
Yeah, I'm going cannabis also. Yeah,
I like pottery.
Oh, Cassie's the one that's right.
Really?
Actor Seth Rogen does pottery and created a company called Houseplant to sell his pieces that are mostly smoking accessories.
I knew it was going to come back to marijuana somehow.
I did the cannabis farmer to throw you up a little bit. All right, your next option is Steve Martin. Is he A graphic designer? B, a banjo player? C, a tour guide?
Oh, wow. Banjo player.
Yeah, he rocks the banjo. I know this is fact.
Okay.
Tour guide.
Mo and Bert, you're the ones that are correct. Yeah. Yep, he has won Grammys for playing the banjo, apparently. Oh, wow. Had no idea. All right, your next player is actor Nick Offerman. Is he A, a woodmaker? B, a model? C, a playwright?
Gotta be a playwright.
Playwright.
Woodmaker.
Cassie is correct.
Woodmaker.
Nick
Just look at him.
Yeah.
He looks like he teaches shop in high school. Yeah. So he owns his own wood shop and apparently knows how to build props, sets, building decks, and even cabins. Hmm. Very fun. Mm-hmm. All right. Model Bella Hadid. Is she A professional croquet player? B, an equestrian? Or C, a designer?
Designer.
Equestrian.
Yeah, I'm going equestrian,
Sounds
too.
Sounds like that Richie kind of sport.
Bert and Cassie are correct. Yeah. She's an equestrian and even competes. All right, singer Erykah Badu. Is she A voice actor? B.
Are you talking about Erykah Badu?
Did I say it wrong? Badu?
Okay, you finally got it. All right.
I got you. Right.
I heard
Erykah
cackling. I heard Katie cackling back there. And I was like, what did I do?
The backstory here is that Abby has been giving Mo relentless crap for calling her Chapel Row on the other
side. Chappelle Row.
Chappelle Row.
I have not been giving you endless crap.
I have been
lightly teasing you about you saying
every single chance she gets.
Chappelle Roan, as if she's the long lost white sister of Dave Chappelle.
Well, let's all get off message. What did you just call?
Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu what?
I don't know what she do. Let's see what she be doing.
Oh, man.
Is Erykah Badu a voice actor, a ghostwriter, or a doula?
A doula.
Doula.
She definitely gives doula vibes.
Mm-hmm. She be doing doula.
Erykah Badula.
She is a trained doula and has delivered more than 50 babies. Good for her. All right. Netflix's Love is Blind is constantly proving that love is not. But coming up on your next eBuzz on the Burt Show, we're going to find out if our co-hosts are blind.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.